Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in a
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
Good evening, Andy.
Good evening, Leo.
It's the first time you've not pressed record and I've been yapping away from mid conversation. Because that must frustrate people when they're coming for half a conversation. I've got, oh, fuck yeah.
I didn't like it. It chuckles me. Is that the word?
Right.
Shining off your head. You polish your head.
Nah.
Are you sure?
Do
you think you should?
No, not really. It's not a bowling ball, mate.
You've got to look at Pep Guardiola today. You've gone, I think it's the hoodie.
What? I've got clothes on. That's the only similarity I've got to Guard is I've got clothes. Oh, it's fair. He's bald, isn't he, these days? I'm thinking he had like your haircut for some reason.
No, he's got.
I'll take that. He's a skinny guy. He's a good looking guy as well. I'll take that.
And two things you are.
Yeah. Cheers, mate.
Skinny and good.
Right. What can I do for you? You're an ugly cunt. Oh, I just dropped Steve on. Could I edit this, mate? Live, you say.
Ooh, heck.
I do apologise to all everyone out there. I say I don't normally drop it. That's twice I've dropped it in the last couple of weeks. Getting bad for it.
But we lost the first one.
Oh, do we lose the first time I said
we
it?
We lost the first one.
Fingers crossed we lose this then.
There'll be a lot of people listening to this, but fingers crossed they get lost this as well. How's your week been? Has it been challenging?
Yeah, brilliant, mate. Ah, fantastic, mate.
What's your personal life been this week?
Fantastic. Yeah, good. Oh, brilliant. What we've done this week, we've been at football. Noah's still on a winning streak. I took Ava to the other side of Bradford. We played Bradford City girls team. We got beat 6-0. But take a massive positive, we got beat 6-0. That team's top of the league. So we're in like League 3. They're top of the league, League One, and they're trousing around the top league. And their coach said, actually, you give us a better game than most girls give us.
Oh, that's so
I was like, I won't say that. Even though we've got B6 now. I mean, girls, the people we played them last time in Cup, a couple of seasons ago, the Amateurs. That's where I saw Jonathan Brownlee. Remember that time I said I saw Jonathan Brownlee?
You legged it after
him. I did. I chased him. Like, hey, I'm coming here. I'm going to follow you. He's like, it's cool. Because obviously, he must normally just turn up places. No one bats an eyelid. Now I'm like, hey, up, mate. Here's your photo. Chasing to the point where I think someone said, who's he? Like, who am I? Do you know, who's the sport network?
Say to him, who's he? That's Pep Guardiola.
So it's been a good week, really. Went to someone's party on Saturday night. I was steaming. Ripped my Sunday off because I was... So, last two times I've been out or got drunk, it's not the drunk that's ruined me. It's the lack of sleep.
Through drink.
Yeah, but
it's like going. It's not the sick that's the problem. It's the beer that you put in it.
No, but because I went to bed at like 3 morning, half 3. I got up at normal. It's like kids don't like a light, do they?
You better go. Oh, Dad was out. Last night. Let's give him a drink.
Let's leave him alone. So yeah, I was up for like half 7, quarter to 8, and I was just absolutely drunk to the point where I kept falling asleep on settee. That's not good. I don't like it. I feel like I've lost something. Like I've robbed myself of, like, do you know when you write a day off? Do you know? And it's like, even if it's not even for alcohol, you feel bad that you've just done not or you've not been productive. Because my days off are precious because I need the weekends.
You need the drink.
Yeah.
So you need the week, the drink to forget the week.
Pretty much. How's your week been?
Busy. I had a gig on Thursday. The gig last Thursday, which was all right. Good solid 6 out of 10.
Solid 6 out of 10. Where was that? Was this the one? Because I'm coming to watch one gig in Newport.
December. This was in Hull. It was at a pub in Hull. It was all right. Maybe about 20 people there.
Improvement from the chippy.
It certainly is. Yeah. It was good. Again, met some nice people, and that's what it's about for me at the moment.
Of course
it is. Set went all right. There's some bits that I think could have gone better.
Did you drop anything or skip anything, or did you actually get your set, what you wanted to say from start to finish? That's good.
Yeah. Everything in there. Yeah, I liked the set. That's the set I'm going to do in at Brough.
Yeah.
For the December one. So, yeah, it went all right. Friday went to go see Ellie. So I had Friday off.
Very nice.
See Ellie, so we had lunch.
Oh, she?
She's good. She's good. We lunched together. Saturday had Andy, and Sunday had Andy. What did we do? We didn't really do much. A bit of a lazy week. Oh, I took her to netball. She got called up for netball. They were struggling.
Called up?
Yeah, the age above her was struggling, so I took her to netball on Sunday.
Can you hear me in your ear?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. You're in there, don't worry. You're always in there, to be fair.
I keep
tapping, don't I? Yeah.
No, I just didn't know if it disappeared, because I thought something had happened then on the thing, but...
No, you're in my ear. You're always in my head somewhere. And so, I had an interview today, and...
Oh, you said you got something funny to say.
I've got a problem.
We know that.
You know when you just... I'm going to call it a disease. I've got this disease where I just can't switch something off. When there's an opportunity to say something, it's not inappropriate, but at the time you just think, why have you said that? So I'll tell you what happened. So one of the questions was about the three I's. So if you work in education, you know what the three I's are. I was unsure what the three I's were. Once it had been prompted something.
I hope you said, summit, Japs. I hope you went with that. Can you give me the three I's? One's in my head.
Well, right. So I said, I could give you three words that begin with I. I went, eyeball. I was just about to say iPad. They just started laughing. But I thought, why have you said that? Why could you just not hold that back? I was professional. This was mid-interview as well. This wasn't, we've got to the end, we've calmed down. I just don't know.
Do you know what three eyes are? No, do you know what the eyes? So you just decided to be funny, or
no? When I actually, you know, when they get to the end and they say, "Have you got any questions?" I said, "Can you just explain to me what the three eyes are?"
All right.
And when they explained it, I knew it. I knew exactly what it was, but just the terminology at the time, I was just like,
did they not prompt you?
A little bit, but I genuinely
still couldn't get it out of your head.
Said, "No, I'm not sure." And I thought, I'm going to go around houses here in a bit.
So, because I'm not going to sleep tonight, what are the three eyes?
Oh, I can't remember.
Yes.
Impact, something else and something else.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Might as well be an eye socket. Japs eye.
I think, though, because I said I, and obviously we know I begins with an E, that I just thought the saw it as odd. He's a
not literate.
Yeah, he's got a big spanner.
Wasn't this guy?
Can't even spell. So, yeah, and I don't know what came over me. Why I did that, especially when it was to two people that I don't know either. If it was somebody I knew, I could have
never met you in life and go, that's a laugh at you. Come on, then, I really want this job, but first I've got to get a joke out. That's more important to me.
That's exactly.
Can you do a list of priorities? Jokes. Really important. Forget to get the job done. I want to get a joke out of this.
Yeah. I was brilliant. Let me just see if I can get any of these to land.
Testing your material. My name's Andy He-Man. People say I smell like semen.
Yeah, it was pretty much that.
Keep
and I'm like, why did you say that? And then I was telling somebody else, and they said, they might have just put it down to nerves. Maybe you're just nervous. I'm like,
no. I can't help myself.
That's exactly it. It's a switch that I just can't turn off. But then I think, well, that's just me.
Would you so the thing is, would you be more disappointed that you hadn't done it later on and gone, hey, bloody hell, I should have done that.
There's an opportunity
there. You learn in bed going, I should have said that. Really should have said that. Mr. Joke.
There's an opportunity there that I've missed completely. But yeah, possibly. That would have probably been worse. We'll see, won't we? We'll see if we get offered the job.
I'm sure you will, mate. Sure you will.
What's meant to be is meant to be. Kissarah, sarah. Let's get into this week's topic. So this week we're going to talk about stories that people send in. We often get stories sent in, and we was previously doing a segment where we was answering people's stories. Piggy, we've gone through the emails, and these are ones that I'm not 100% sure are true. Is that what you've got?
No.
What have you got?
I've got questions.
Okay.
Have I looked at the wrong bit on our list of...
I
pulled out of the emails some questions that have been asked.
Oh, well, no, well, this will work then. So you'll go through your questions. I've got three here, sort of questions, but I just don't think... Do you ever listen to other people's podcasts and go, I don't know if that's true?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah.
And this is what I've got.
Right, okay. Minor questions that they've asked us, what our answers would be for these, I've pulled them out of the thing.
Perfect.
So the first one from Martin Wilson, he says, at what age are kids at the best? So each year, kids seem to get better and better. What age is it when it's all over? And you've just missed the best year. That was the last one. I mean, you're in the best position here because mine is still going up through age.
Mine still age as well.
They do, but you've got an adult.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right, and I'm going to hugely sit on the fence here.
Oh, here we go.
Splinter bum. I've got three girls that are all at very different stages of their life, and they all offer me something different. Not like...
No. You won't like that. I've just thought it was really funny. I can't say on the podcast about Noah. I'll tell you on the podcast. So that's really funny.
Subscribe to the Patreon. Added content. Yeah, so I've got different relationships with each one of them. So for me, it's difficult. I'll be honest. I don't know if it's because I'm older, but I look back at the baby years and I can't do that now.
Yeah.
So I'm happy. But at that time, it was good.
Yeah, I'm same as you. So when the kids were babies, I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. But genuinely, if someone said to me, you're having a baby, I'd be like, oh my God, I can't do it. I can't go back there.
The toddler years, I think when they're learning to walk. And
yeah, talk, once again, really special, love doing it. But don't tell me about that.
No, but if you was to say, right, you're going to have a baby, but it's three.
Can I have a five?
Okay.
At school. School hours.
Yeah.
Because that was another milestone. You got them to school and went, oh, this is so good.
Yeah.
You're looking after my kid.
Screw you.
Go listen to that person. They're way better educated than me.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I'm going to sit on the fence and say, having three very different relationships. But I've had that all the way through.
Yeah.
The three very different personalities. So it's, I genuinely don't know. Because I see Ellie getting into her life at her age, and that's exciting where she's going.
Yeah.
Lex obviously at uni, and again, that's opening different opportunities and possibilities for her. And Andy's seeing what them two are doing and still making her own decisions and choices.
Yeah.
And it feels like she's grown up. I suppose since she got to high school, it feels like she's really
sharp. Yeah.
Pushed on, like, just having conversations with her that are not quite real.
Tell you what's nice with Andy, and maybe I'm saying what could be nice, is whenever you've got to them to that age where Andy is now, there's always been another one there that needs your attention. Which, because they're now a little bit older, don't need as much attention. You seem to get a bit like more in depth. Like you said, that conversation is more in depth because you're not juggling, if that makes sense.
Yeah, my focus is just with her. What I want to try and find with her is something that's just mine and hers now that we can sort of create together. What's yours? I mean, again, I suppose you're just at that stage where.
Yeah, mine at the moment is good in the fact that they're not fashion heavy, so nothing's really costing me a lot of money. I am dreading Ava getting to like high school and think, because certain things are creeping in now, like the one like Blazers, the trainers.
Yeah, yeah.
They want things like that. And then I'm thinking, that's fine, Air Force Ones, whatever. You've just disappeared off the camera. You still there?
I've gone dark. We've gone black. We'll keep going.
Am I just on my own here? Solo.
Okay.
Solo, you're coming back. You're back.
We're back.
It's not costing me a fortune, but I'm not looking forward to that. That could be the point where everything drops off because. She's got a shitty attitude at the moment. She might start costing me a fortune. I'm thinking, I'm sending you back, love.
Put her back.
Get her back. I'm sick of this shit.
Amy, come here.
But yeah, so I mean, like as much Sims Andy, she's getting like a nice personality in the fact that she's developing, but she's got a shitty attitude.
Yeah, I think that will come at some point. I think Andy will develop that.
Yeah, but that's worth
confidence and cockiness.
Oh, because that's worth it. Like Andy's. The same age, but different school years out. Yeah, there's not much between age. But Ava's there now.
Do you know
what? She told me shut up the other day. She told me shut up. Oh, you're talking to her. And then she went, he's shut up. I was like, oh.
I've had this at work all day.
I was thinking,
I could hit someone new view. I love getting you.
I tell you, you need a punch bag. I need some. What's your next question?
If you could swap lives with your child for a day, what is the first thing you'd do as a kid? So you went back to being a kid.
I think for me,
and that's from Anne Smith, by the way. Sorry, Anne. I'll
go back to a Christmas, because I think Christmas as a kid was brilliant. Any one of my kids, I just thought Christmas. That
no, you're the kid, not taking your kid back to there.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the child. Yeah, because I used to love Christmas. Where now as an adult, I just think it's.
See, I like Christmas. I've always liked Christmas. But I don't really remember any Christmas where I've like, do you know, it's like been the best thing ever.
I'm going off again. Is that my internet? Because I can't hear you. Let's just pause a second. See if it comes back. We're back.
I'm sorry.
There's a bit of a glitch.
You're still frozen on me, but I'm still recording. I'm still going.
I can hear you.
Anyway. I don't recall a Christmas where I'm like, oh, that was amazing. As weird as that is, or as awful as that is. I don't know which way to look at that.
Even the way you fell off your bike and broke your nuts.
Yeah, terrible, that man. Broke my knee.
Yeah. I broke my arm Christmas morning.
But you still want to go back to Christmas?
To a Christmas, yeah, because it was just a cool time.
See, what's the first thing I'd do? I'd be like, I'm going to go out in the morning with football and play football all day long.
Yeah.
I miss that. Do you know, like, because we didn't have phones, I'd ride to the park knowing they're there. I don't know how we knew, but we knew we were there.
If you go back to a childhood, your mates out there, though, you're just going to go to the park and play around with kids.
I'm
taking all your mates back with you as well.
I was a social butterfly, mate. As long as I was playing football, doing some sort of sport, I was good. I love life.
Yeah, there's the when we had the paper, when we had paper rounds and.
No, fuck that. I don't do that shit.
But
that
time at them Saturdays, we used to enjoy them Saturdays.
Yeah, so I want to go back to, like, being a kid. No worries of the world, just getting up, grabbing my football, chucking my trainers on.
Nothing else.
Yeah, we're in that street.
Woo!
Right. What's the most embarrassing dad joke or dad moment you've had in public because of your kids?
This a bit like my story earlier. I remember being in a shop. And this woman was walking down the aisle. This woman just massively yawned in front of me, and I couldn't stop myself. Oh,
please tell me you yawn raped her.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
But I did go, tired love. And I just couldn't stop it. And my kids literally just both turned around and walked back the opposite way. Yeah, that's hugely embarrassing. But I do it all the time. Me and Ellie was in Stockport last week. I heard somebody sneeze. And it's a reaction now. So I just turn around and shout it down the street.
Bless you! I like it.
She's like, God.
Yeah, I don't think I've done anything embarrassing or my kids haven't embarrassed me. I think they've done something where I'm like, oh, God, not now. Do you know what I mean?
Like behaviour?
Yeah. I don't think my kids have laid in the floor and thrown a pad at it. Like, you know, in the supermarket, you're like, oh, God, grab them by the foot and just drag them down thinking. I don't think I've ever had that. I've had them, like, be stubborn and, like, don't want to do something, but not throw a tantrum or like that. And I can't remember me trying to embarrass him. I don't think.
It needs to be. Because they're at that age now where they're good.
Yeah, but my two are joining. I think it's funny.
Hey, look, you're tired.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure we've had an incident somewhere where Nora or someone said something about somebody.
Oh, like, is she fat?
Why has a woman got a beard? I think it could be someone with long hair. I can't remember. I may have said it on the podcast before. I'm sure one of us commented on someone with long hair. I'm sure Emma will tell me because she'll be listening to this and she'll tell me. But yeah, I'm sure someone like that. But yeah, I do need to be a bit more embarrassing. But like I say, mine will just draw it in and think it's funny. And then next thing I know, I'll be called into the school because Noah's calling someone out in the street.
So that might come when they are a little bit older then.
Yeah.
When they get to that point where dads are embarrassing.
Yeah.
Holding hands down the street and stuff.
Dad's holding hands. I'll tell you what, my kids won't hold my hand anymore.
Oh. It's an upsetting point, isn't it?
And it's daft, and I still got in things. I care, I don't want to hurt his hands. So we're going across the road, and I go, no, give your hand. He's like, no. Give your hand, man.
I don't even know you.
Yeah. This guy's trying to touch my hand. I'm like, give your hand. And he's like, no. And I'm like, give me your hand now. And he's like, no. I'm like, you're holding my hand, but you're not crossing the road.
Grab his ear. Just drag him across the road, here.
So, well, your kid's not like your grand.
No, I mean, one's 24, one's 18. If I start holding their hand, people are going to think, Weirdo.
Because Moe,
Andy doesn't. If I say, if we was to cross a busy road, I'd just grab it and she'd be fine. But as soon as we get to the other side, that's it.
Yes, if I grab Noah's, he'd pull it away from me. I think Abe would hold my hand. But he won't. Not a chance.
Weirdly.
But hang on. But he'll give me a kiss. So if outside, like, school gates, like, once again, but I'll see you have a nice day. He'll happily give me a kiss. But he won't really hold my hand, which is worse out of them two. Give me a kiss, innit, surely?
Would he hold his hand, would he hold a hand with a grown-up if it was, like, a football mascot? You know, when they all walk out with
hands? Of course he would. Yeah, he'd love that, yeah. Of course he would. Gnaccio. But yeah, well, his dad's hand.
Go on, what's your next one?
So this is, we've had sort of like this. So if you had to create a Dad Olympics, what event would be included? And which event do you think you'd have the best chance of winning?
Downstairs running.
Downstairs running?
Yeah, I think I've got a real skill for running fast downstairs.
See, I can run fast upstairs.
Ooh.
I can, both feet on both steps. So not just, but if you had to say, right, both feet, got to touch every step.
Yeah, because that's the chat.
I'm really good at that. I'm really good.
Right,
I am. Foundation life.
I think I can run downstairs quite quick. You know, like when you see movies and there's like a stairwell and they're being chased by somebody. I think you had no chance of catching me. I'd be down. I'd be missing steps, two, three steps down, swinging around corners.
Do you know what I'm hearing here? Let's go find some stairwell.
Yeah, we don't live anywhere where there's enough stairs.
There is. So there must be somewhere like Donny or York or Leeds.
I think we could walk.
No, that town is not. There's no big buildings.
Yeah, I think that would be, and I think that should be in the Olympics because I think it's a key thing.
Yeah, if we went to a parking lot and ran down the stairs and then.
Okay, it's got a car park. No, car park. You're doing it for our American.
It's a car park's a flat thing. A parking. Multi-story car park.
That's better, not a parking lot. Come on.
It's a parking lot.
Keep it English. Keep it English, please.
Yeah, anyway.
What's your next one?
If you could have any superpower to help with parenting, what would it be and how would you use it?
Oh, I'd have like a TV remote that had numerous buttons on. One would be calm down. Sometimes kids just get so irate and angry, you just go, boop. Pause, calm, chill, or mute.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
See, I'd take your remote.
Or electric shock.
But as long as I can rewind and like go, right, I'm going to rewind this. Think about what you're saying. Right, start again.
Yeah. Or watch yourself. Watch this.
How ridiculous do you look?
Yeah.
Going like this. Shut up, you dickhead. Yeah. Don't touch like that. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I do. I pay bills around it. Oh, fucking hell. My gas and electric. Fucking hell. Jesus Christ. Got my bill of the day.
And you haven't put your crazy lights up yet?
Oh, they're not going up. They're fuck off. Nothing big.
Plug them in next door.
Yeah. My gas, it doubled in a month. What usage?
That's that extension.
Fucking. So
put it back.
I know, take it down. Bloody hell. The gas and electric company was taking like a lot off me, like taking a lot. But they've obviously done their homework knowing I was coming to it. Because now So I've built up like a big bank of money. I'm thinking, what? Can't wait to get that back. Not anymore. It's now chipping away that money that's come in. To a point where I'm going to be in... By the time we get to March, I'm going to be in deficit with it.
Jumpers, mate. That's what you need. Jumpers. Send kids out. Don't need to be at home. What would yours be? I think I'm answering all these and not
asking you. No, it's fine. Superpower of parenting. I did some in my head.
Invisibility.
No, to go to sleep. My biggest pet peeve is my kids do not go to sleep. It takes them. I could send them up at 7 o'clock and they'll still get into bed at 10 o'clock. I could send them up at 9:30 and they'll get into bed at 10 o'clock. It's the most frustrating thing in the world.
Scraps.
Do some.
Time down.
Just to the point where I go, right, run and brush your teeth, go lay on the bed, sleep. The amount of times my kid has to go up for a poo, a wee. It's dark. Of course it's dark, it's night time. I need a drink. My toe hurts, my ear hurts, my leg hurts. Will admit when I punch your face, your nose will be hurting. Ridiculous. They'll come down and go, what you're trying to think of something to talk about. Fuck off and get to bed now.
And would this special power just take them upstairs as well? take them into bed, so you don't even have to move.
Yeah, I don't mind putting my kids to bed. I've not got a problem with that. It's the fact that
you don't want to put them to bed five times, though, do you?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Once they're in bed, my special power is they're asleep, and they sleep for the full 8 hours. Regardless,
what are you doing downstairs that's way more exciting than what they've got in the bedroom?
Why did you go set my nose and then set me out? Yeah.
What are you on?
I'm practicing that. What just happened there? I think I've had a stroke.
As long as you're stroking yourself.
What am I doing downstairs? I'm relaxing. I'm chilling out.
It's your time, isn't it?
Yeah. Because my days are just full.
And you need that time to relax.
Yeah. Because after school, we've got all the clubs and all the things, and it's just like, and I want to get the house tidied. Although the missus says I never tidy the house, but I want to get the house tidy. So I just want to, have at least 5 minutes, 10 minutes just to sit and do not.
To have a nap.
Anyway, right. If you were to write a parenting advice book based solely on your experiences, what would the title be? And what is the most obscured piece of advice you would include? The most absurd. I couldn't read that right then.
So a parenting book, what would it be called?
And what's the most absurd piece of advice you would include? I don't know the word absurd means. It means stupid, doesn't it?
My parenting book would be called Dad's No Lads. Because I've got all girls. And it would just be advice on, I don't know how to look after boys. I've never had boys. So mine would be just all advice on
they're just the same as girls, apart from they've got a tail. Oh, and they piss on the floor all the time. That's not parenting power. The floor does not have piss on it. Because
when they piss, it just got bounces
up. So there's two blokes in her house, me and the boy, right? I still get blamed for pissing on the floor.
It probably is you.
No, because you know what I do?
Sit down.
I sit down most of the time.
You lazy bastard.
He's not lazy. So
is it so you don't get blamed? Pee the door open.
No, so my thing is, like, so if it's through, I'll pee standing through the day, but on a night, or if I go through the night, or first thing in the morning, I will sit down.
That's definitely getting clipped up.
Because I'm concerned, I'm asleep just going, just spraying around. So I'll sit down. Yeah. They'll come, I feel sorry for girls, because they'll come and stand in it. Because obviously we stand with our legs apart, don't we? So we sort of like straddle the toilet. So our feet are never like under where our tail's hanging. But they must sit on the toilet with the legs a lot closer together. Women must do. I mean, to be fair, when I sit down for a poo, my legs are wide anyway. But
in math.
But somehow they stand in it, and I get blamed for it. Well, I don't get blamed for it. What there is somebody's pissed on the floor. There's only me and the wife in the house. Okay, is that somebody me you're implying at? Somebody, the tone says it's me. Or I take too much umbrage against it. Mm. And then I tell what Ava's doing in a moment, leaving toilet seat up.
Yeah, Andy does that when she comes here.
I find that strange.
I'm conscious that I put it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Put both of them down.
Yeah, I put both down.
Yeah.
But and even if I go for number two, I'll put the lid down. But it's uncommon for girls to leave the seat up. They leave the top lid up. They don't leave the bottom one up. They leave the top one up.
Just getting off, isn't it? Just getting off.
Yeah. But she keeps doing it. And then someone's left the toilet seat up again. Is that at me? Or
but what difference does that make?
It's the crap coming out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw this thing the other day. And it was the most stupidest thing. And a guy was trying to like belittle a woman going, but if we lift one and then put that one back down, then we're all only lifting one seat, I think it was. Or, no, so we lift them both together, go for we, put them both down, but then you just lift one and put that one down, if that makes sense. But then women sometimes don't put that down or something. Whatever it was, this guy couldn't comprehend why we have the lid down. And I was like,
just put it down, pal.
Yeah, but I was like, you're not helping the man's situation here because you've been thick as fuck. Because if that lid's not down, you flush the toilet, all them spores just flying out around the room. Or if you've left skids on back at thing, that's just going around rooming it. That's why we put the lid down.
Yeah. And if it's brown, you flush it down. If it's yellow, you let it mellow. But you don't want that smell getting out.
No, exactly. But this guy's not doing anyone any favours. Anyway, there's my questions. And Mr. Wilson will be happy because we've just come to 30 minutes when we've gone to our side.
We've not even got to my side yet. So,
bang for your buck this week, Mr. Wilson.
So, thank you for everybody that sends letters. And keep doing it. Keep sending stuff in because we do periodically get around to looking at them. So, mine, I've got three here that I'm not sure are genuine. I think these have been written in, and I'll give you the first one as an example. So, this is from Anonymous.
Bullshit.
And it's from Annie Mose. Ever since I was a child, when visiting the urinal, I pull my trousers down all the way like a 10-year-old boy.
I do that.
I still do this now, which is met by some precautious stares in public toilets.
Yeah, I do that.
Do you do it on purpose to make other people
uncomfortable? Yeah, I do. And it makes,
is this you?
It's not me, but I do. So when I was, when I used to go out with lads, when I was like 18, 19, even when I used to go in pub, I used to find it hilarious to go stand in the urinal and pull my pants right down to my ankles and just stand there. Because, like, I'm quite confident in the toilet. I'm confident. Like, look at me. Woo. But people around me don't put me off.
I know how to piss.
Yeah, people around me don't put me off. Like, I'd happily go short. Just some people, like, don't go in the middle. In the middle.
Yeah.
Just because it's awkward. I'm not bothered. Same with going to number two. I can have to sit next to people. But don't tell you that story.
You left here one night because you needed a poo and didn't want to poo here. But you're happy to poo in public toilets.
No, there's a difference between if I've got to go, I'll go. But I'll choose not to go in public places if I can help it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Tell me about your public toilet incident.
I can't.
Did I ever tell you about that toilet time? I was out shopping with Ellie once and I needed a poo. And some fucker kicked door in. I just sat there. I was scrolling on my phone and this guy just absolutely burst the door down.
Did he get out?
Sorry, mate. Yeah.
Desperate.
What's happened here? It's good job. Some toilet urinals, cubicles, should I say, are quite close as well, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was lucky, because obviously leaning forward.
Got your head.
Could have knocked me out. Imagine that.
Good, yeah.
Anyway, so are we saying real or fake?
Well, I used to do that. I don't really do it anymore.
I just think if you're pulling your pants down in the public, your hands, well, it's piss all over.
Yeah. Well,
why would you want to put your pants
it's funny.
Because it's funny. I get
it hilarious.
I get that. Right, next one.
Especially if you're in there on your own. So they walk in. That's the thing you still love doing. So it's like with pub, we go back to football pub, go to East End. I'd like go to the toilet. And then I'm hoping someone comes in, so I've got Vaseline on. Stood like that with my ass hanging out.
Touches you?
No, I've never touched you. Let's take it too far. I just found it funny.
My next one. I recently connected with a girl on Tinder, and after some initial flirting, we exchanged numbers and exchanged messages, which got quite dirty. She was out with her family one night, and her battery died, so she called me off her mum's phone. For some reason, I didn't save her name and just responded to her messages. She messaged me to say goodnight, and without thinking, I replied, "You make me horny, I want to fuck your ass." Her mum read the message, and at a family gathering a couple of weeks later, where I met her mum, she put me to one side to say she'd read the message and made it clear that she was up for it. I'm considering it. What would you do? Right, so let's start with what would you do? Hang on, we've paused again. It must be my internet.
How long ago did you pause? So
you we're back on. Back.
You might have missed out that conversation. Now I'm giving you an opinion.
Well, this will be even more interesting. So let's start with what would you do?
Say that one for you, mate. That was for your daughter.
Okay.
Really? Would you?
No, I think. No.
I was like, no, and you were like, no. No.
For me, I'm just thinking of everything afterwards. If I was, I don't know, if I'm a younger person, maybe, I'd be thinking, what have I got to lose? But I'm certainly in my position now, I'd be like, nah, too much admin.
Yeah. Too much effort. What was the other bit that was on there?
Family gathering, didn't save a number, flirting.
What would you do? Would you do it? Is that what it was? Would you do it? What would you do?
Yeah, so the question was, I'm considering it. What would you do?
Yeah, once again, it depends how old they are. I'm not saying yay or nay. I wouldn't.
But, nah, too much hassle in it. Too much hassle. And he's maybe got a bit of an initial connection with this girl. Why spoil it?
Once again, it could be either or this. It's a good story. And secondly, there's that many people out there. I go, yeah, I can imagine.
That's interesting, yeah, because I'm reading this and going, I don't think this is true. But if somebody was to tell you that this had happened to somebody, you'd go, all right, I believe that.
I know someone who slept with a mother and daughter at the same time.
Oh, did he have at the same time?
Yeah.
Did he have his bronze knobbed? Or his knob bronze even? That's surely a thing, isn't it, if you can do that?
Yeah, I don't think it's a good thing. I do not.
Name him.
No, I don't think it's a good thing.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Exactly. So, like, I don't. In what realm is it good watching mother and daughter? That's the weird thing. It's good in a roundabout saying, oh, I've been with two women.
If you live in, like, 1920.
No, that's the problem. But, like, two women. Well done, mate. Dang it. Mother and daughter, that's fucking weird.
That's living in like a caravan stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just weird.
No teeth and things.
Especially because he was a brother. I could have myself there.
I slept with my mother and a daughter. I call her my sister. Oh, we paused again.
I hope my joke had been missed. I hope that joke was in.
Apologies, there seems to be some...
I'm having no issues. I don't think you're losing one bit of me.
I think my internet keeps going on. Anyway, my final one.
You're frozen again, I think. I'll leave back again.
My final one. I've just been called into a HR meeting at work due to my frequent and long toilet breaks. The accusation being made was that my toilet trips are to tackle my todger. Wanking.
Tackle me todger? I've never heard of that.
It's put in brackets, wanking.
I'm glad I did, because I know it was on about tackling it, like... Argh.
This is completely untrue, but I have been playing Pokemon Go. I admitted...
In the toilet?
I admitted to the wanking, so it was less embarrassing. And I made up a story about going through clinical tests. I believe this may have saved my job, but now I'm having weekly meetings with my manager to give updates. Have you ever lied into something major? And that's James from Leeds. He's put his name on that one. I don't know if I should have read that out. Have you ever lied and it sort of got worse?
No, I don't think so.
I'm trying to think of a time when maybe... I suppose any lie can grow, can't it?
If I was him, I'd be just like, yeah, I've got shits. I've got really bad problems. I can't stop shitting. I can't get off the toilet. But why... In what world does someone think they spend a lot of time in the toilet? They're wanking.
I think it's, I don't know. You just think he's a lazy bastard, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Skiving on his phone or whatever.
Yeah.
Playing Pokemon Go, the fucking dickhead.
Well, that's what he's thought.
I think he's running around going, yeah, I caught it, yeah. Woo! Pikachu! Can I just get his rocks off on some weird shit in there?
Yeah. Maybe that's what. Maybe it was the noises he was making.
I've got it.
That was quite a disturbing noise. Real or fake?
Once again, I think I'm going to lean towards fake because, like,
nothing surprises you though, does it?
There's an easier way to get out of that. Do you know, like, as in, like, to be fair, I said, now I'm playing Pokemon Go.
So but then I suppose it's you're doing that in work's time, aren't you? Where he's going, oh, I'm...
He's been wanking in work's time,
I've got, like, a medical thing that I'm going through tests with, so I'm having to check myself out maybe six times.
He's going to wank every 2 minutes.
Yeah. Keep them letters coming in. I like... Even...
I've got something very similar to that. I've got something similar to that.
This is a real one.
Yeah, so someone will remain nameless when... And fell asleep somewhere and then got caught asleep and then was in trouble.
Got caught asleep somewhere?
Yeah, so disappeared off, couldn't figure out where they'd gone, found them, they were fast asleep while at work. Just went off for a nap, they were tired, just went for a nap.
Is it me? I never got caught sleeping.
I'll stay off podcast because
thanks, we'll do that now. Right, I'll see you next week. I'll see you next Thursday. That's how it goes.
40 minutes.
See you next Thursday. We're hitting the 40 minutes. Absolute bonus round. Keep smiling, mate.
Stay safe, mate.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.